This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. They need to verify this. Hold on, give me one moment. It is.
Yeah,
it is Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. I had my... you still call it a widget? Little thing at the bottom of your...
Yeah, you can use them on the... up in the... in the browser?
Yeah. Okay. So my widget. Which, you know, is crazy. And in college, in marketing, that was my professor. I had him for three or four different classes. Don Wally. That was always the...
Boy, they bled the turnip with that one, didn't they?
Don Wally?
We need you to teach
like
four classes. Like four different subjects?
Marketing classes. Over the course of, like, the whole... set up, and you know how they would always say, show me this pen, you know, in marketing and stuff, and he would always say the widget, to sell the widget. But anyway, I had my weather widget up, and that's why I could not see the date.
I think
so
it was Jordan.
A long-winded explanation for that.
I think it was Jordan Belfort that said you can't sell everybody a pen.
Jesus.
Which he is the Wolf on Wall Street, if you don't know him.
He's the of Wall Street.
I think it was something like you have to identify the market first. Like you have to have that skill.
Well, I was going to say if they don't have arms.
Yep.
You better know who you're selling to, of course.
I mean, not everybody's going to need a pen. People that, Steve Martin, for instance, doesn't sign autographs.
No, doesn't like to meet people.
So he would not need a pen. Plus, Martin Short pays for everything when they go out. So he never has to sign any receipts or anything.
Do you think there are any more people like that on the rise, like the Belforts and the Mark Dreyers of the world? Because I feel like...
Andrew Tate?
Yeah. Madoff. Nobody's going to be as big as Madoff was, like, financially, as far as, like, how big that scheme was. But... I feel like maybe there's some people on the rise, and the government is like, we'll watch them for a little bit. We're going to let them rise up a little.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure of it.
And we're going to drop the hammer.
I'm sure of it. That's funny, though, that, you know, they have to let them get in deep enough before they bust them. But it's like, well, why not just bust them at the beginning? It's like, well, you can follow their trail and see where it leads. Because the ultimate thing, you've seen it in movies and everything, is like, all right. And you can go to jail for 2 years. Or you can tell me who your supplier is. I'll give you one of these. A little slap on the wrist. Oh, boy, you can go to jail and take it on the rump, ever or not.
Wow.
It's up
that's
to you.
Your choice. Either you...
doing the SNL bit from the other night.
Don't get caught or you go to jail. What do you want to do?
You know how you take people with their word, right? So I met a guy.
No.
Who? Well,
go ahead.
You like to, at least for story wise.
Try
like
to, yes. Yeah.
I met a guy who, big financial guy in New York City for years and years. He didn't know Madoff, but he had a mutual in between that was like into his scheme. So he asked his friend, like, you know, I want to bring other people into it. You know, like, is this a moneymaker? And the guy was like, do you really, are these really friends? He's like, yeah, they're friends. I want to invest. He's like, if they're really friends, don't do it. Don't bring them into it.
It's not a good idea. Lives, yeah.
They knew from the ground up, like, what was going on. And it still blew up to be the biggest Ponzi scheme in the world.
Or you have someone who's, like, manipulative and, like, your boss that makes you do it, kind of like in that situation.
Yeah, but in that point, though, I mean, they all knew the threshold that it was going to hit before they all sold out or, you know, got out of their shares. So why wouldn't they just alert their friends, hey, this is when we're, you know, like stonks were. Like, hey, this is the drop day.
Yeah, it starts to kind of make
it's all inside information, and the further away you get from it, it's like the old gossip game, you know. You yeah. tell something around the room, and by the time it got back, the original source is completely different.
I think you do have a point, though. Isn't it all insider trading until you get
of
caught?
Of course, everything is.
Until you get
I mean,
caught.
It all is.
Well, the fact that how many people are cool with it, like, at the for the time being, like, even the middleman down here is like, I'm going to get mine, and everybody else is going to get theirs, but I'm at least going to get mine. But like,
I think it's mines.
Mines, it is mines. But indirectly, that many people are like complicit with it.
Yeah, if you watch the ticker every day, and you know which is getting hot, and you talk to your friend, hey, let's buy on whatever. Isn't everybody doing that?
This is different from back in the day with Carolina Investors, where they ruined, like, you know, a lot of local families.
I mean,
so,
yeah.
So you're down in the pit, and you're like, okay, everybody's going to sell at 5 o'clock.
But see, then it's like being paranoid. Then you're like, okay, if I'm hearing a bunch of this out of these, because there's, like, crypto and stock influencers, just like there are anything else. And it's like, okay, if I'm hearing this big rhetoric of invest into this, I'm thinking that's because that's what they own and they want to sell it.
Yep. Pump it.
Why would
pump and dump.
Like, why would they sit there and give you all this? Like, exactly what you said. Why would they give you all this information for free? At least Wayne Allen Root had a 900 number.
Lock of the day. I haven't really followed it closely. So, since there was a Department of Doge created, has that affected the crypto?
Oh, Lord.
I would like to think it's gone up a little.
I mean, I think it was like at 30. Let me see. I think it was last time I looked, that was 30 cents.
Because that's mentioned now more so than it ever has been before.
Because people are always say a quarter.
If it goes to a dollar.
I misjudged that. I was wrong. I said one day on the air that if it hits a dollar, that I would retire and go defecate on Mark's desk. I was wrong with that.
That is a goal.
Because, hey, I wouldn't have really
maybe
done
I did already.
I wouldn't have really done that tomorrow. And also, I was thinking about Sheba. Sheba's the one that, for some reason, I never got rid of and had.
Whatever happened to real money?
I know.
What happened to real men?
I mean.
No, I know what you're saying. Well, I mean, like, look at this right here. All different, that's not stocks. Those are all cryptos. Mm-hmm. And that's not even, like, all the meme ones. Meme, M-E-M-E. So, yeah, I mean, like, XRP. Whoa.
Yeah. Not that this will ever happen. Nobody will let it happen. But I would love to hear Barron Trump talk about his crypto dalliances, I guess you could say. Because Shrekley says that he has proof that the DJT T-Coin was Barron's idea.
Him and who else? There was somebody else that was big.
I can't remember it, but they all developed it together.
Yeah.
Now, we'll never know the story. That's just one side of it. But.
And also, like truthfully, I don't know. I know I'm not the only one, but, like, I'm getting a little, like, I'm feeling a little sus now about Elon. Like, I'm really, like, I'm sitting back from a distance now looking at this, like.
We knew we'd get to this point, right?
Like,
he'd have to be reined in a little.
I didn't allow, I didn't realize, like, every time you saw Trump in the Oval Office, like, he was going to be standing over there in his, let's face it, it's a 2025 version of what Men in Black would wear. It's not the traditional shirt and tie anymore. It's a casual hat. It's a little mini trench. And he's just sitting there with his arms folded, and he's got that look like his titties. I mean, his boobies are, I'm sorry, dang it. His boobies are freezing, and he's just holding them so close together. I'm so cold right now.
Miss Safe Harbor by 10 minutes.
I know.
Like, who's the dignitary he met, and he had his kids with him?
Ah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think he's, things like that are, like, dare I say the word cute, like with Trump and his granddaughter, or great-granddaughter, I don't know, the other day. Like, that was sweet. The way he plays golf with his granddaughter. Like, I think stuff like that's awesome.
The more Elon hangs out with Trump, the more he's going to wear out his welcome. That relationship's only going to work if they don't see each other much.
But now he's like, see, it looks, I'm looking at it sideways because now he's like, he wants to go into, crap, what is it?
Fort Knox. The IRS?
Fort Knox.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
He wants to go into Fort Knox and look at the gold.
So the thing is, like, is anybody going to tell him no? Because obviously he's going to ask.
I don't know. And then, I mean, like, it's kind of that, I mean, I hope no terrorists are listening right now. But I think it's always been that, like, there's nothing at Fort Knox. Like, I mean, like.
What happened to it?
I'm not saying that, like, well, a lot of it.
Federal Reserve. You didn't watch Die Hard 3?
Yeah, right.
It's under Bull Street. We hold gold for other countries also, and they hold gold for us because of, like, you know, God forbid, natural disasters or bombings or whatever. Like, you're not going to lose all your stuff. So you, like, it's kind of like the stock market. You spread it around, you know, a little bit of here, a little bit of there. But I feel like that's just kind of I mean, generally speaking, if you listen to the show, you know, kind of know how I voted. I'm not going to repeat it over and over again, but so I'm down. But, like, I think that's kind of like stripping away at the fibers of the economy, and then that's going to just push the cryptos out more as a more viable thing. And I, like, down deep, don't want that. I still want the dollar to be the dollar. And I bet you a bunch of people are screaming no at the radio right now. But I don't know. To me, like, is that not the one thing we can all agree on?
I mean, we're still top 10 in currency, but we're way down the list.
Oh, we were number one for oil. Made that happen. I mean, yeah. Oil made got on that reserve, and then the gold standard went away in 72. But it's just like, it's kind of maddening. Like, that's the... Whether you want to, if you don't like the flag, whatever. If you don't like the border, whatever. But the reason we all get up and go to work every day is for that dollar. I mean, we like our jobs, most of us. We like our coworkers. We have a good time. Not everybody. No. But why do we do it? For that greenback.
Like, he ain't getting the access people think he's getting. It's just not.
Boy, it's looking like it.
The levels
making
of
me eerie.
The levels of clearance that he's nowhere eerie. Near at this point. Like, plus, I mean, look, I don't know how you could argue against the Mozambique circumcision program. Like, as far as like defunding it, like, that should not get money from us. Or, so this is with good intentions.
What was it? Did you see the one where we had? Is it true? God, let me ask. Is it true that we were paying for Sesame Street to be made for Iranian kids?
I read something similar to that.
Like, what is going on here, man?
Well, the condoms, like...
No, it was in the doc drop. Like, but I'm like, okay, you know what? I should take that back. I read that it was in. I did not see that it was in the doc drop, but I read that it was. That we were paying millions of dollars to get Sesame Street translated or whatever you would say. I guess it would be translated into the language of Iranese.
Like, don't you get excited when you can go through your bills and, like, save a few pennies here or there?
Yeah.
Especially if you track it, you're like, oh, I can save a buck or two.
Yeah.
I do it every month.
Like, I don't know why people, like, when it comes to the government, just want to...
I hate Duke Power, but I appreciate the little hints they give me about saving power. I think it's kind of silly. They kind of, like,
I get
hey.
Nice little messages like, we're going to cut you off if you don't pay us.
I wish you
well,
didn't.
Not so that. Nice. Just the ones where they'll send you, like, say, hey, you know what? If you use this kind of light bulb, That's gonna save you some money. And I'm like, why are you telling me that?
Like, if you get new windows,
you're shooting yourself in the foot, Duke.
Could you know my account, please, Duke Power? Like, my apartment's older than me. I don't have a smart thermostat. I can't get your $75 rebate.
Oh, God.
But I do appreciate the email twice a week.
They did send a crap load of bulbs a while back, though. That was cool.
But now
that was nice.
I'm excited to see what they bring up to save money on. Like, I mean, it's going to be hard to top Mozambique circumcisions, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think you'll wear out as welcome.
Maybe there was something happening where they weren't, I don't know.
Rimey Swammy's doing all this. You don't hear much out of him. He's in Doge, too. I mean, he's the other half.
Real low key.
He's the one doing all the typing.
But he's not as, like, animated and, like, I mean, be honest, like, goofy as Elon is. I mean, just, like, I mean, you know, not speaking. I mean, the guy's just, he's, if you just watch him, just like at the inauguration, if you just watch him in the background when he's not speaking, what a people watching experience that is.
Really is.
Just to sit there and just watch his eyes
go crazy.
Yeah. Just, and the way his, I don't know. I still, like, I look at that guy, and you know what I see? And this might be good, this might be bad. I see a little bit of everyone in Elon Musk. I see like, they took every person in the world and put it together and made Elon Musk.
As far as his, like, condition and how erratic he is?
The look, everything.
Do you think he's going to survive?
I feel like he's a hybrid human being.
You think he's going to survive since Sheryl Crow sold her Tesla and gave her money to NPR? NPR's like, wow, okay.
That's one thing that's cool. You can say is, like, when people... they get the influence they have. I mean, it goes back just like Kid Rock shooting the beer can. It's like when people want to let their, you know, when they're famous and they want to let you know, like, how much they really don't like a product, they do stuff like that, you know. And she's like, you know, I'm tired of Elon. I'm getting rid of my car. Like, what?
Now, I already got heat with Sheryl Crow and Jelly Roll, to be honest with you, because they want, you know, radio stations to pay a lot more money per song play.
Jelly per Roll. Spin. You gave me COVID.
But she ain't financing a car. Like, she already bought it. So I'm like, you already bought it.
All she wants to do is have some fun.
Like, at least wreck it on a video if you want to protest it.
And I got a feeling she's probably not the only one.
Why are you giving your money to NPR? Why do they benefit from this?
Because they hit you in that monotone voice, man. Everybody's just heard a new whisper. Like, they want you to fall asleep at the wheel when you're driving to work. They never get animated. And you know what that shows? You know when they say that a preacher just talks like this, he's not a very good preacher.
He's putting you to sleep.
He's not animated. Whispering. He's putting you to sleep. You know why? Because he ain't got any passion.
Yeah.
He don't believe. He doesn't believe what he's saying.
You're listening to Super Queefs to Sleep To from NPR.
No. I can't do that. You're gone.
Thanks for the money, Cheryl. Why did you jazz that up? It's NPR.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We got a public reading. Then we're going to play Nova. It's like PBS. We stole it.
But here's an hour of Beck.
Beck was at SNL. Now he's here at NPR.
99.
NPR.
Oh, Lord. Well, look, there go our actual numbers down.
Look, I love the side of the head shaved. What's up, Asheville?
On a woman?
Yeah.
Keep you know, it is a like.
It's a look. I like it.
It is, because there was a girl when I was in middle school, and she was like a punk rock girl.
Oh, Lord. She was big.
She was also. No, she wasn't big.
Oh, really?
No. She was. She'd been held back like 2 years, so she was
a couple
years older, but she had that punk hair.
She was sophisticated.
And it was. I don't know her sexual prowess face.
Give her a shout out. I know you remember her name.
I remember her. Well, I don't know.
Somebody's working with her right now. They know
her. It was a very. Her last. Oh, I'm definitely not saying that. I'll tell you off there.
Do you work with a punk rock dummy? Like, turn your head.
She had the head shaved on the side, and I, like, was only one of my friends that thought that was, like, sexy. The rest of them were like, oh, I'm not going to tell you. Dude, she's butch. She's not into you, man.
I think there was
a
movie.
Quit saying things like that.
But she
Travis? Not any current Travis.
Would she be the type that might skate around in circles on a Saturday, elbowing other women?
No, she's not roller derby girl.
I love that.
I saw the greatest roller derby name I ever seen over the weekend.
Right.
Chick's name is Bi Furious. I'm like, oh, that's good.
Bi Furious.
She likes women and dudes.
You know, that's
and elbowing.
See, that's like the word awesome. Pansexual. I saw that on Tinder, and I'm like,
You don't have to decide. That's whatever they want to do.
Yeah, but that's too close to pandemic.
Yeah, well, I still don't know what it means.
I think it means like, I'm not speculating.
There's a new demic. I forgot what they're calling it.
Fluidemic. It's three. It's four.
Yeah, that's right.
Four?
Norovirus, the flu, COVID. Uh-huh. AIDS might be the one.
No, it's not AIDS. Wow. AIDS is good.
Yep. So there's AB, flu, COVID, and
there's
the
four that are going to be swirling around 2 months around the country.
I'm done with being sick, honestly.
Diarrhea. I might be the first one.
That might
be
diarrhea.
False suicides, number five. Okay. So, coming up later at around 8:05, we will have for you a battle of the best M audio. And it's going to be, I say that every time. And it's because we challenge ourselves to try to make each one funnier.
This is great top to bottom.
It is. I don't know what you've got. That's the advantage you have on me. You know what the pieces are.
Yeah, I've got a grandma who just wants to watch Raw, but she's having issues with her TV.
She just wants to watch Raw, meaning wrestling.
Yep. And she ain't happy about it.
No. I'm trying to think of which
one
I want.
She takes it out on her grandson.
Okay, here's which one I will tease. You think egg prices are getting so expensive, you'll never believe what this person did.
Oh.
That wasn't good. Let me rethink that. I'll get a better one before we actually go into actual bit.
That might yours be good for good. Somebody who don't know what it is, like, but well, I know what it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
I'm omnipotent over here.
Yeah. Are all eggs created equal? There we go. Okay.
I like that.
Still not good. I'll come up with something. So that'll be coming up. I got 2 hours to figure that out, an hour and a half to figure that out. Feel free to call or text us. It's the same number, the TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. Please don't text and drive, and standard data text rates are applicable. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, this guy's morning started off okay, but it ends up he sent nudes to the wrong kind of people, and I'll tell you what happened next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know, like the mafia? Wrong type of people?
I don't even want to speculate. Cause
like a nunnery?
Remember the time I sent a text to a friend I hadn't talked to in a couple years, and I started off the greeting with the way you'd greet a male friend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's up, like? F-word?
Oh.
And then he had switched phones with his child. And his child got that text, and he texted me on his new number and said, hey, that was my kid that you texted. I was like, hey,
bro.
We're good.
Who's this, Daddy?
We're good. Okay, so we'll find out who the dude sent the nudes to.
Oh, my God.
Next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning,
your
everyone.
Your pants is tight.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So
hey,
we
girl.
Get,
huh?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Need a new GFC eyebreaker?
Mm.
Hey, girl.
Well, we got to talk about this guy who he had a horrific morning. And it just started like this. He is... Some guy online is going viral for sharing his morning that he just had, which went off from his alarm going off, which is very common.
Yep, gotta have it.
You had that. You
yeah,
have us there.
That annoying. Oh gosh, if
mine plays the jungle drum beat from Beetlejuice, and it scares me to wake me up.
Dude, when I had the rock clock, it would play his entrance. It's just him screaming. If you smell, I'm like, oh god.
Do you ever have one you can throw against the wall?
No, I'm not a big snoozer. Like when that first one hits, I'm usually up.
Oh wow, it's one of the like the
big snooze.
It says a lot about you that you don't use that. Like that's good that you don't use one. Like you're very timely and like you don't need that extra little cushion of bullcrap.
It happens on the weekends too.
You don't play
too,
games
though.
With your mind.
It is
a mind game because I do it all the time. Like I set my alarm way too early and I go, Alexa. Snooze.
Dude, I know. And Alexa like will agree with you. Excuse me for making yours go off right now.
I'm
if
sorry.
I say A word. But like
A word.
You'll say, hey, A word, give me 5 minutes. Okay. I want her to go like ghetto on me and say, bitch, get
Is
up.
A out of bed.
Mark's gonna find your ass again.
She's lazy.
Like, snoring.
Oh, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, damn, I'm up.
God, Rocky.
I'm up.
Wow.
Hell.
Wife didn't like that when
I don't blame her.
Else.
Make you jump out of bed going, what the hell? Can't handle this.
Both eyebrows would be sticking straight up in the air at that point.
Clunk you.
Somebody just ran off the road.
My strudel just melted.
Stop.
Like you said yesterday, the buzzer was a little alarming.
Yeah.
It was, man.
You know, I don't want to feel bad getting up. I want to ease out of bed.
Dude, I used to be legit scared listening to Rome back in the day. Because when he ran somebody, he'd play the buzzer out of nowhere.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's so loud, don't do it.
Because I like to hop in the shower and then go back to bed. And so I have all
oh,
these.
Oh, really?
You're going to fall down sliding in there.
That don't wake you up, the shower?
It does, but I'm cold. So I have to get warm.
Can I use the hot water?
So you cuddle, like you warm up afterwards, and the cuddling makes you sleepy again. I totally get that.
Sometimes. Yeah. That's why I have a backup alarm.
Might warn her up, too.
I set my alarm for 2 times in the morning.
You ever fell asleep on the toilet after waking up? Because I have.
Drunk.
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh.
Did you fall over or did you sit there?
No, I just, I mean, I have a comfortable toilet. And I think that's important.
Do you have the ergonomic ass seat? Or?
No, it's just like that. It's, you know, some toilet seats are like egg shaped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's got kind of an egg shape kind of to it.
Do you like the flat wood seat?
No, hell no.
Oh, I love
those.
Get
splinters on your bottom.
Those are awful. They're just absorbing urine for years, and you're sitting on them.
I see that.
Well, you got to pull. You got to lift it up when you pee.
Well, that's what they tell you.
Unless you're like long distance blanker, you really got so you can control it. Which I saw him go off a building the other day.
No way.
Yeah, he did.
Like, is he doing it like Dude Perfect? Like, is he ringing like a shot glass down on the ground?
He is like projecting off the building.
No, you'll see that. Then he'll pan up to the skyline. Like, oh, okay, it's a nice little video.
What is Bart doing?
Bart!
Oh, my goodness.
It's your favorite account, Bart.
All right, so this guy, everything went wrong in 60 seconds. He said he had a late night, needed to get up early, so he was exhausted when his alarm went off at 8 a.m. For me, that's like sleeping in forever. I love that. So he fumbled with his phone trying to hit a snooze. That is my downfall. And in the process, he hit the power button 5 times, which set off an emergency SOS call on his Google Pixel. So his usual alarm turned into a blaring siren sound. And he set the notifications for calling 911, so and stuff about sending locations wherever, you know, to his emergency contacts. Yes,
yeah.
And so the emergency services are going to come, and then he was thinking, oh my God, my friends will get scared. So he canceled everything, and then he started sending texts to his friends, and somehow he says that he'd sent them pictures and videos from his bed. He was naked.
I don't believe this dude was on shrooms.
Well, he did it on purpose,
something.
Right?
Something.
So 12 emergency contacts were sent images of him nude, including his junk.
Sounds like a Rob Schneider movie from the 90s.
Hey, man, did you mean to send me that picture of that starfish? Because if you did.
Something new for the aquarium, huh?
That's lovely. What is that?
What constellation was that you sent us last night? Your mother and I were looking at that over breakfast this morning.
Trying to figure out what it is.
I said it was a Milky Way. Auntie. I don't know.
Hey, what do you want, eh? It's not a Milky Way, eh?
Meathead, what'd you send her?
Meathead. What he should have been credited
as. So he was hoping everyone had a sense of humor about it and that everybody had a good laugh. But nobody was upset and offended.
Yeah. Somebody should be worried about it.
Embarrassed.
Say, what's up, buddy? Are you on drugs real bad?
That just sounded like he wanted to get like the Reddit top post of the day.
Upvote me.
So remember not to do that in the morning if I'm late to send nudes to everybody.
It's going to be hard to out-upvote the poop knife story, so you can keep trying.
No, kidding. That will never get outvoted.
It's just a butter knife hanging on a string. The community poop knife.
You remember that?
You remember the poop knife?
Do you remember the poop knife, Paige?
No.
The poop knife.
Yeah. They got millions of votes.
Yep. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, do you know Instagram is testing
it? We gotta go to break, baby.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll do that next.
Okay.
There might be a dislike button.
Okay.
In the works.
Oh, God, I wish.
Why?
Just so you can, you know, tell people, say, look, we've seen your dog or your boyfriend 30 times already today. Like, just let me dislike the one. Like, get on a new trend.
But that...
We know you two are together. We get it.
I mean, there's something to that. But at the same time, like, people see views. They say, oh, I had all these views, but I didn't have many likes. So what does that mean? Does it mean that a lot of people watched it and didn't like it? Or does it mean like, because I watch crap all day, I don't like everything I watch. Online, you know what I mean? Like, I'll watch stuff and laugh hysterically. And a lot of times don't take the time to tap at heart.
You don't feel like you have to like it if it's somebody you know. And like, I hate how it starts you out on a reel. And I'm like, well, they know I've watched it. Now I got to like it.
This show, you can see who watched it?
Your reels, yeah. Your story videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like a reel.
But when they start you out on like somebody's video or story, I'm like, well, I don't want
to. That's what I wish you could see on Tinder. It's like, I want to see what uppity bitch swiped on me. Yeah.
Well, if you pay, they might tell you.
Well, no, sir.
So if you look,
how,
buddy.
How much would that be to pay, though? Is it worth it?
Yeah, is it like $20? Or?
Oh, no, forget that.
Like, I don't know.
It's either that or Netflix.
If you pay the super package, we'll give you an address.
Like, if you pay the super package, like, you should get laid one time per month on that or something.
Like,
you should
a coupon.
Guarantee it. Something. Thank you, Paige. That was the poop knife. We'll get to that later. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
What is Vince McMahon really up to? We'll tell you what the rumors are.
Growing his mustache back.
I kind of wish he would.
It was dastardly looking, man.
Yeah, like,
that could
like
have,
a porn
if
stash.
He had had that when he was Mr. McMahon, that would have added so much yeah. more to that.
Well, we saw the picture, though. I don't know if he has the build now to
pass
a menacing mustache.
He definitely not on that D-ball no more.
You all think? Clint Buterol.
Okay. All right. The latest on Vince McMahon. Paige was asking me this yesterday. All right. We'll get to that next. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. If you're hungry, you want some Bo Rounds? You better get your ass to Bojangles.
God, man, I'd love to have some freaking Bo Rounds right now.
Oh, big ones too. Big.
And I don't need it, but the freaking...
Big and beautiful.
The blueberry bit. What are the bowberry biscuits?
Yeah, bowberry biscuits.
Yes.
Oh, God. You want you a hot Cindy Bicky? They got those too.
Oh.
I don't want to make you. You know.
I don't want to.
You're making me like food horny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make you horngry.
It's like food porn.
Horngry.
Not hangry, but horngry.
It's like penthouse forum for food. I'm not looking at the pictures. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Reading.
Splayed open the biscuit, and there was there was the meat.
Put my butter all over it.
The bologna biscuit. This day in sports history in 2010, Tiger Woods apologized for his extramarital affairs. It was the first time he spoke publicly about it since he crashed his car into the fire hydrant.
The Genesis.
Yep. He was divorced 6 months later, and it says Ealing got $100 million in the say. God almighty.
It doesn't seem like enough.
That's Charlie's mama.
That is true.
She looks more like him or her than I think he does Tiger.
He looks more like Ealing than Tiger?
I think so. Charlie's on TV every week.
Oh, yeah.
When they do the TGEL, the indoor golf, he's hanging out there.
For this reason only, I despise so many... Tiger still plays, but so many like legends have kids that play now.
That
just makes me feel old. I mean, it just does.
And this is Tiger's. He didn't play in the Genesis. You know, his mom died a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
surprisingly. So the TGL this I think yesterday or 2 days ago was his first event back, which is fun to watch if you want to check it out.
Yeah,
good golfers in it. Vince McMahon, what is he up to? Now, this is a months-long process of all the rumors
that
are going.
Was he at Daytona?
He was not at Daytona that I saw. Which, you know what? He could have been, because that kind of ties in. Funny you say that. It ties into this whole thing. So it says rumors have been saying Vince has been talking to some people. He's been talking to technical people.
Women. Under duress.
He's been trying to put together maybe a new wrestling company. You know, talking to, when I say technical people, like, you know, camera people, board people, like production people, trying to get that together. That was one rumor.
Vince Russo.
What kind of tied this whole thing together was Vince was seen at the Super Bowl. Now, he was there with Shane O'Mac and Take.
Yeah.
But the Super Bowl, people were saying, here's the key thing. The Super Bowl was on Fox. Vince was there. So yeah. People were saying Vince was probably a guest of Fox.
Oh.
And they're going to work together on a new company, most likely a wrestling company.
Ah, man. That's such a – I mean –
if you know anything about Vince, he's not one of these people that sits idly by doing nothing.
I don't see him destroying – well, I mean, that's the maniacal part of people like him probably. It's like if anybody's going to – destroy his own product, it's going to be him.
We know he was forced out, and he sees it that way,
too. Of course, but he also That stock was only going, it's only going to continue. TKO even continued going up. I mean, they're having their best financial days ever. But he sold all that stock because he could have just held it.
I mean, wasn't he kind of blackballed because of what he, the allegations?
Oh, I mean, they needed to do it. What, I don't, they needed to do it. I mean,
yeah, he had to be out, but.
But I'm saying, like, he's going to do something. I cannot see him going against his own. And, dude, and then Shane, he's not cool with Trips and Steph right now. So, God.
Some people don't think, you know, the likelihood of it coming together.
I think it's all a work.
All of it.
Even all of it.
What, like, here's the thing.
Wrestling fan's going to want to always think it's a work.
I know he just settled one of the investigations. I can't remember which one. Aren't there still, like, criminal charges possibly looming?
But he settled out of court with Sable, Brock Lesnar's wife, Rina Mero. Hired her back and then did more sexual-related stuff with her again.
You know he wants the last word to be
in. Somebody would go back ruins their credibility.
It offered her a lot of money.
I mean, and she got paid. But, like, it was hush money to keep. I mean, not. See, that's the thing I don't understand. Why you call it hush money if it's just, it's like guilt money, I think. I mean, it's not going to solve the hurt, the pain, blah, blah, blah. But it keeps that person from serving time or going to prison. So,
but she left Johnny B. Bad for Brock. Left him.
Freaking mean Mark.
Yep.
The nerve. Marrow. The nerve.
Way out of here. I can't even. I hope it happens, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. That's
it's going to be hard for me to ever not like Vince because I'm such a Mark. I know he's done some arguably bad stuff.
Arguably.
But you, like, think?
If you can get past all that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like.
We never would have heard about it if you paid her off.
I read an article the other day that made me think, and I'm like, I don't like this, but I like the way it makes me think outside of the. You think with your peripheral brain more than you do your direct, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, you know. A lot of people, the person in this article, I won't directly quote because I'd be paraphrasing, but basically said, at what point did she realize this was wrong and just didn't look for another job if it was that bad?
When he stopped paying her.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how I reconcile, kind of liking Vince still.
Yeah.
Now, it's still bad stuff.
It's still, but even in, like, any of these cases, like, yeah, you know, even with, like, Ron Goldman and all that, like, they never got the money.
No, they didn't get it.
But yet.
But the fact that, you know, hold somebody responsible was kind of what
they wanted.
The
money's not worth being humiliated like that and treated bad.
No, because, I mean, I agree. But the fact that it's an option is just weird to me. That it's like, yeah, we can just buy our freedom and then everybody just looks the other way. And then even the victim is like, yeah, I took the money. Whatever. I don't know. It's just odd to me. Odd.
Really,
but if I got my crotch burned by McDonald's, I'd want millions.
Well, that's what Mark did to me yesterday, so we really out of here.
He burned your crotch?
He cattle prodded me in the ass.
Yikes. Okay, we'll hear more about that next, perhaps. no, we won't. Also, Fat Boy, you said to remind you when you came back on to say this, and I forgot to, so we'll say it now. We're going to have a big update today.
Big.
A big update on a big situation that happened on the show just last week.
It was a big day last week. Big holiday.
Do you remember the big day last week, Paige?
Well, she remembers.
There's a lot of big days last week.
You're a woman. Come on. What was the big day last week?
It was big.
I can't do it with my hands because I have.
It's Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Big day last week.
Valentine's.
I mean, that was Friday.
I was trying to do the heart. I can't.
I thought you were doing something.
I don't look. I'm throwing up a Crip sign. I'm not.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.